Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, June 29th. By ruling for the government in the case of King versus Burwell, the Supreme Court once again tied itself into rhetorical and logical knots to defend Obamacare. In King, the court disregarded Obamacare's clear language regarding eligibility for federal health care subsidies on the grounds that enforcing the statute as written would cause havoc in the marketplace. The court found that Congress could not have intended this result, and the court needed to uphold Congress's mythical intention and ignore Obamacare's actual language. While Obamacare may be safe from court challenges, its future is far from assured. As Obamacare forces more Americans to pay insurance premiums while causing others to lose their insurance or lose access to the physician of their choice, opposition to Obamacare will grow. Additional Americans will turn against Obamacare as their employers reduce their hours along with their paychecks because of Obamacare's mandates. As dissatisfaction with Obamacare grows, there will be renewed efforts to pass a single-payer health care system. Single-payer advocates will point to Obamacare's corporatist features as being responsible for its failure and claim the only solution is to get the private sector completely out of health care. Unfortunately, many Republicans will inadvertently aid the single-payer advocates by failing to acknowledge that Obamacare is not socialist, but corporatist, and that the pre-Obamacare health care system was hobbled by government intervention. In fact, popular support for Obamacare was rooted in the desire to address problems created by prior government interference in the health care marketplace. Republicans also helped the cause of socialized medicine by pretending that Obamacare can be fixed with minor reforms. These Republicans do not understand that replacing Obamacare with Obamacare Lite will still leave millions of Americans with inadequate access to quality health care and could strengthen the movement for a single-payer system. Republican failure to advocate for a free market health care system is not just rooted in intellectual error and political cowardice. The insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the other special interests that benefit from the large government role in health care are just as, or perhaps even more, influential in the Republican Party as in the Democratic Party. The influence of these interests and one reason why, despite their free market rhetoric, Republicans have a long history of expanding the government's role in health care. Those who think a Republican president and Congress will enact free market health care should consider that the last time Republicans controlled Congress and the White House, their signature health care achievement was to expand federal health care spending and entitlements. Furthermore, Richard Nixon worked with Ted Kennedy to force all health care plans to offer a health maintenance organization, the HMOs. Even Obamacare's individual mandate originated in a conservative think tank and was first signed into law by a Republican governor. Instead of Obamacare Lite, Congress should support giving individuals direct control over their health care dollars through individual health care, expanded health care savings accounts, and tax credits. Other reforms like long-term group insurance should ensure that those with pre-existing conditions have access to care. Another good reform is negative outcome insurance, which could help resolve the medical malpractice crisis. Americans' healthcare system is just as unsustainable as our foreign policy and our monetary system. At some point, the financial and human costs of Obamacare will prove overwhelming and Congress will be forced to replace the system. Hopefully, before this happens, a critical mass of people will convince Congress to replace Obamacare with a true free market healthcare system. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
That's funny because I was just talking about that yesterday. Obamacare, actually, it's more like communist care because Obama didn't really create it. Romney created it. Somebody else, actually, Romney didn't create it. Somebody else, I don't know. It's a group of people in government who put it together. So it's not really Obamacare. Obama just gets the legacy of creating it. But that's not the point. point is communist care, forcing everybody who has a job to support those who don't or don't want to work. Forcing people like me who don't practice modern medicine to subscribe to their theology, if you will, and support those who do practice modern medicine, but yet they don't have alternative health wrapped up into this communist care system. So I'm forced to pay for something that I don't use, I won't use, is technically against my religion because I don't believe in it, and I'm forced to support and pay for other people's religious practices in pharmaceutical health care, or as I call it, sick care, and yet my needs are not being covered. So I'm forced to pay several hundred dollars a month for something that I see no benefit in whatsoever. And I don't see that that's fair or right in a country that's supposed to be a free country. I don't have the freedom to opt out. Actually, there's a loophole. I did find a loophole. If you are making enough money to have to be forced to opt into this system, but you have enough tax deductions at the end of the year to put you below that number to where you don't have to be part of the system, then you can opt out of the system. So, that's the key, that's the trick. You have to have enough tax deductions, you have to have a business on the side, and you have to have enough deductions in order to opt out. Otherwise, you get taxed at the end of the year, which originally they lied and said this is not a tax. But it is. So, yeah. Welcome to the United Soviet States of America.